It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me through the excitement of being back here at Orchard Park. You're getting ready for the return of the blue and red practice. I know it's not a game, but you guys are pre-gaming like it is an upcoming game.
Absolutely.
How excited is it to be back here?
Very excited. Been coming up here with my family for a long time, and it's always a special place for us, you know. We're just lucky we get to start early this year. Love it.
It's a nice way to get ready for the upcoming season, not just for football and seeing the team on the field, but also getting into the flow of pregame rituals and everything like that. Fair to say?
Oh, yeah. We got the pregame set up. I think we got 3 or 4 pizzas going, about 100 wings. So we got some work to do here, too, but it's going to be a great time, man.
A true Buffalonian experience.
Absolutely.
What are you most excited about this upcoming season? Anything with the on-field play, the tailgating experience, anything that kind of stands out to you?
Tailgating's always number one, but, you know, always excited to see Josh out there and see what kind of plays he can make. You know, excited for the new year, always.
All right. Another little topic I wanted to ask you and get your thoughts on. How far away is it from where you live to here? Is it,
what, 2 hours?
Two hours and a half. Okay, so you're close enough. So you've been around this region for a while, and you know there's been a couple of NFL players recently that have dissed Buffalo or Bills Mafia, more or less. A couple days ago, there was a video that surfaced of Davante Adams saying, you know, among the fan bases he least likes to play against is Bills Mafia, but he attributed it to, you know, they're throwing snowballs and it's disrespecting the game. When you hear people disrespect Bills Mafia or disrespect Bills fans in general, I mean, what goes through your head? What are you saying?
They hate us because they hate us, you know. We're just happy to be here and, you know, excited for another season. Absolutely.
And then another NFL player that talked badly about Buffalo and the region itself was Jonnu Smith, longtime tight end, saying that Buffalo is maybe the worst place to be. You know, he's also decided to take a shot at Buffalo wings, but I mean, he called them Buffalo wings, so you know, he hasn't had a good chicken wing, right? What goes through your mind when you hear NFL players talking badly about the city, the region, and that kind of stuff?
I live in Buffalo now, and I love living out here. You know, we have great waterfront property. I fish a lot, love the area. Again, for the Buffalo wings, maybe it's because they're eating them with ranch. Got to go blue cheese, man. Got to go blue cheese.
So it's for sure. It's the Buffalo way. Why do you believe that maybe Buffalo or Bills Mafia gets such a bad rap? Is it just a matter of, like, you know, word of mouth from people? I mean, why do you feel that's the case? You've been here long enough to know.
I think the underdog mentality, you know, a lot of the people around this area live that way too, and, you know, call it the weather, call it whatever else, but we're happy to be here. Happy to be here early for the red, white, and blue game. And like I said, getting our pregame rituals ready to go.
And for people that maybe don't know much about Buffalo, and maybe they've heard from other people that Buffalo's not exactly the greatest or whatnot, I mean, for anybody that does question Buffalo or does have something to say, I mean, what's the first thing that comes to mind that you tell people about defending Buffalo and defending your hometown?
It's a lot different than the normal New York that you hear of. You know, it's got a mix of Midwest nice and, you know, the speed of New York, I would say. You know, the people are great, and I love the area I'm from. I really do.
Good. Paul, anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.